Is the busiest travel day of the year. It's Wednesday, November 22nd. My name is Joe, and you are listening to the Daily Deposit. It's Thanksgiving week, the day before Thanksgiving. In New York City, they're getting ready for the big parade tomorrow. Santa Claus must be arriving there today, I'm sure. Big football day tomorrow, too. And, of course, we will be here on bringing you some good news on the Daily Deposit. We'll do just a very special edition. We'll probably replay the best of tomorrow, but we'll be here nonetheless. And the reason is because we do have an international business here in Tidham. We have people in Canada who've already celebrated Thanksgiving. I'm not sure what happens on the other side of the world, but I do know we have people here from Singapore, and I know there are people here from Taiwan, and we've got, of course, Australia, New Zealand. So we're an international business. Don't know what goes on Thanksgiving Day around the world, but we're going to be here absolutely, absolutely for sure. Did I say that my name was Joe? My name is Joe. Every single weekday live at 11, we're going to be here. So I have a new book recommendation. You know, if you guys are really looking for something to put into your noodle. As a matter of fact, I got this book. It was delivered to me yesterday and by Amazon, and I opened up the box. And my girlfriend said, "Aw." She goes, "I was going to buy you that book for Christmas." I'm like, "Seriously?" Sure enough, she had put it in her shopping cart at Amazon. The name of the book is Tribe of Mentors. It's by Timothy Ferris. You know who Timothy Ferris is? The guy's The 4-Hour Workweek was like about 10 years ago he came out with. Tools for Titans. He's really a good guy, man. He's got some great material. This Tribe of Mentors is just, it's dozens and dozens of people, important people, entertainers, musicians, people who have made their mark in education and in academia and in technology. And he asks each of them a series of questions, like, what was the greatest failure you ever had? What books are you now reading or giving away to people? You know, if you can put something on a billboard, what would it say? What's the last thing that you purchased for under $100 that makes a difference? Really cool things, right? And the name of the book is Tribe of Mentors. I'm going to recommend that you guys get it or give it for a holiday gift. Here in personal development, this is the kind of stuff we love. Tribe of Mentors. That's my recommendation for today. A couple of the things I wanted to think about. I was working on some presentation material, some things became obvious to me here about our opportunity in Tidham. The opportunity is second to none. I mean, where else can you get started in a business for literally a few dollars? When you consider a franchise, what it costs, it's a lot of money, right? At least $50,000 to get into a franchise. Here, the most money you'll spend is $22,000 if you really want to get serious. But franchise people, they spend up to $1.5 million, maybe $2 million sometimes to get a McDonald's. I think they say that you need more than one. Subway sandwich store if you're going to be successful in the Subway sandwich arena. And if I could put you on hold for a second, because there's a guy about to ring my doorbell, and I'm not sure. We are live right now. And somebody's going to ring the doorbell. Hold on. Yeah. Hey, I'm back. Sorry for the delay. See, these are the kind of problems that I'm having right now today. That's a guy who just arrived at my house because he has to repair the refrigeration in the wine cooler. I've got a wine room in my dining room. Open up a door, they can probably put a couple hundred bottles of wine in there. Don't have much wine in there, to be honest with you, but the thing's not blowing cold air. It's eating electricity, but it's not blowing cold air, so the man's here to fix it. But back to what I was saying, you know, I was thinking about what we have here in our Titan program. And, you know, you make the decision to get started, you only bring the elbow grease, okay? What you really have to learn is patience, discipline, and lead generation. That's it. If you have lead generation, you're going to be good. You're going to be in business. You have to have patience, okay? You have to be willing to give it the time to make it happen. And because here's what I went on a list, okay? A list of things that Titan is sharing, okay? Titan right now, Titan, the company, provides the sales pages. Titan provides the automated presentations. Titan provides the e-commerce solution. Titan writes the email copy. Titan provides the daily live support. Titan provides the lead generation system. Titan provides the weekly live presentation calls hosted by Rob. Okay, all you've got to have is the discipline and the patience and the lead generation, and you can have results here. I'm sorry this morning, guys. I'm a little bit distracted because I got this guy in and out of my house with a dog barking, two dogs barking. One last thing I want to quickly point out here today, and then we'll call it a day because we do have a lot going on. As I said, it is the busiest travel day of the year, or so they say. This is a Thanksgiving weekend. Everyone's leaving town. But I do want to say this, okay? As we move into the holiday season here, I want you to consider this. I want you to consider that you give the present of presence. Dig that, okay? As we move through this holiday season, be present in the moment. Give the gift of presence. I'm talking, of course, about would you put the cell phone down? You know, so much has happened in the last 10 years. Before the iPhone, we were still connected as a people. You know what I mean? When the iPhone came on the scene, everything changed. Because the iPhone had the camera, the iPhone has the music, the iPhone has the applications, your iPhone connects to the internet. You know, there's more computing power in your iPhone than there is on the spacecraft that they shot to the moon back in the 60s, the Apollo mission. You understand that, right? So we have this hyperconnectivity that really, it's, I think it could be damaging. Like, let me share with you. I came across a piece this morning. It's by Mel Robbins. Mel Robbins is one of our favorites here. We talk about her all the time. She invented that 5-second rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Mel Robbins. Well, she talks this morning about detaching from your phone. And let me share with you exactly what her opinion is, okay? She says, right now the world feels a bit like a huge sociological experiment. Just 10 years ago, none of us was connected to the internet 24/7. But since the launch of the iPhone in 2007, the world has experienced a rapid shift, one in which it's normal to be tethered to our devices. Here are some stats to explain my point. 81% of people are attached to their phones all day. Nearly two-thirds of us check our phones within 5 minutes of waking up. And the average American checks his or her phone 46 times per day. It extends to the workplace too. 98% of executives use their phone at night and on the weekends. And 57% of people look at work messages during family outings with their kids. She says, I love technology because my work is made simple by it. I have an online business and a remote team, and social media has given me the opportunity to connect with people across the globe. But just as much as technology is an important part of my day, so is unplugging. In the future, I think we're going to look back at how we use technology and compare it to smoking. Our technology is addictive because of the way it's designed. Tech companies do a ton of social good, but they also deliberately seek to hijack your attention and hold it for as long as possible. When designing their products, tech and social media companies leverage the most cutting-edge research on behavior change, persuasion, biochemistry, neuroscience, conditioning, and habit formation. And the research is clear. Being connected all of the time is hurting our health. Research shows that checking your work email off hours leads to emotional exhaustion, burnout, stress, and psychological, gastrointestinal, and cardiovascular problems. But there's an easy cure. Spend more time away from your phones. A Harvard University study followed a team at Boston Consulting Group who could not check work email on evenings or weekends. The results? Lower stress levels, more excitement about work, a jump in job satisfaction, and no loss in productivity. With notifications constantly popping up, apps that scroll endlessly, and emails begging to be read, taking control of how you use technology can feel almost impossible. But you can do it one step at a time. And I'll close with this. Here are the tips. Become aware. Okay, there's a program called Rescue Time for your computer and Moment for your iPhone that will tell you exactly how much time you're spending on your phone. 30 before 7:30. Sleep with your phone out of the bedroom. When you wake up in the morning, don't touch it. Grab a notebook or a piece of paper and plan your priorities for the day. Once you finish your 30 minutes of planning, you can then look at your phone. Progress, not productivity. Responding to emails makes you feel productive, but never moves the needle on what matters. Work on your top priority first thing in the morning. Do it right away and don't check your email until you finish. And finally, phones off the table. Unplug when you're around other people. If someone's phone comes out, politely ask him or her to put it out of sight. Ban phones from the dinner table or family gatherings. Research shows that having a phone on the table distracts people, even if it's not theirs. Hope you enjoyed this little podcast here this morning. I got to run. Guy is still here. Dogs are still barking. Thank you for your time and your attention today. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We will be here tomorrow morning. On Thanksgiving morning, we'll do a special replay of what it is that we do here. But in the meantime, keep it moving. Keep your grin on. And let's go make a deposit today, okay? Sounds good to me. Money, 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 money.